This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Happy New Year, everybody. 2021. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo of Baseball Outside the Box, the show that loves to interview baseball's best coaching minds who love to challenge the status quo, and they're from the U.S. and all over the world. We look for experts in the game that can help us understand the game better, teach it better, communicate it, and we look forward to a great 2021. But before we do, we got to talk a little bit about the past, and then we're going to leave that past behind us. I know 2020 has been tough for a lot of people. I mean, that's an understatement. People have been suffering out there, and I really feel bad for the people who are paycheck to paycheck, are really struggling. I hope that some of the money that's coming from the government is helping you. Hope the charities are helping out. There's really some people out there that are really needed. And I got to tell you, I went through the toughest time of my life in 2020. It was the hardest. May not be the hardest because other ones may come up. Those are the obstacles of life. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. I'm no different than ball games and no different than what you're trying to teach your kids during games. The tough times I had, you know, I was lucky to have my wife with me and my brother and some of my family members overseas. You know, it's just, it really helps that family around you to get you through those tough times. But again, you got to get up, shake it off, know that it's part of life and continue on. Things will get better. You can see it now already with the vaccine. You know, it's not going to get perfect right away, but it's going to get better, and keep building on those positives. Are there positives that you can build on 2020? I think there are. At least I can tell you some of the positives I've looked at. One, I was able to get closer, you know, with my family, my wife, my brother, you know, spend more time with them, learn more about them. I know you can do the same thing, learn more about your kids, right? Hopefully you spend time with them because you were at home, you were forced to do that. But now you realize some of the things that you were missing out on. Maybe you're working a little bit too much. And sometimes, you know, we're always thinking about money, money, money. We want to make more, and we're building on that. But, you know, there's a time where you need to sit back and maybe reduce that and then be able to spend it with people that you love. So I think that was a positive. Many of us were able to do that. The other part, hopefully you took the time to educate yourself more, educate yourself in what you're doing, whether it be your work, some kind of business you want to start. You know, there's so many ways to do that, whether it's baseball, you can do it through podcasts, listening to podcasts like Baseball Outside the Box, but there's other baseball podcasts out there that are fantastic. You know, put the headsets on, mow your lawn, walking your dog. Do you have to do it all at once? No, spend 20 minutes, 10 minutes. It all adds up if you're doing it consistently. The key is consistency. So if you're consistently educating yourself daily, even for 15, 20, 30 minutes, I know I want to take up Spanish. So now I'm starting to listen to more Spanish channels, more Spanish podcasts, hoping to get my Spanish going so I can communicate better to all my baseball friends in Latin America. Maybe it was you got healthy. I know that's something I've always believed in. That's so important that your health is number one, because without your health, you have nothing else. Now, God bless you if you have great health. Hopefully you give God that thank, because he does help in that area. He controls everything you do. But at the same time, you can help yourself. How do you do that? Well, again, small step at a time. Every day you might walk 10 minutes, right? You might jog 15 minutes. You make sure you take your vitamins daily, get plenty of sleep, drink plenty of water, eat a little bit healthy. If you're used to eating junk food, reduce the junk food daily, a little bit at a time, create good habits. You'd be surprised after a month. You won't even know a month. You see how life goes by so fast, right? Within a month, it goes by like that. Now, if you've done that every day, you're going to reduce your intake of bad food. You're going to get healthier. I know I lost 14 pounds just by working out every day, by eating properly, cutting down carbohydrates, maybe some bread that you're used to eating every day. You'll be surprised how much better you'll feel. So there are some positives I hope that you will take from 2020. But now it's time to take the 2020 negatives and positives. Forget those. Build on the positives in 2021. Forget the negatives. Those are behind you. Nothing you can do. Just like your players, right? When you have a bad day, it's over with. You can't do anything about it. You can get better and you can get ready for the next ball game. Well, this is just like getting ready for another ball game, right? Now you're getting ready for that daily game every day. Build that routine from morning to the evening. Stay consistent. Build those habits. Look forward to doing something new in 2021. Things will get better. Just keep working hard. Keep doing the right thing. Keep treating people the way you want to be treated, and the good things will happen. Well, I got to tell you, I want to wish all our listeners in the U.S. and around the world a great 2021. I want to thank you all for what you've done for this podcast, because without you guys and gals, we would never be able to accomplish some of the things we've done. We're in over 100 countries. We've got over, and that's listeners in over 100 countries. We've got over 200 podcast shows on baseballoutsidethebox.com. We've got over 100 on YouTube, and we continue to add, but we want to continue to add quality work for you. We continue to ask the question, what can we do to make the shows better? What listeners would you, guests would you like to hear to make, you know, yourself better as a coach, as an individual? Who do you like to listen to? Let us know. Email me at caliendo19@gmail.com. Let me know who that would be. Let me know how we can make the show better, what we can do to make it better. Can we ask questions better? That's something we really want to delve into, is how to ask better questions and maybe stay on a better topic. My great friend, who I just recently met not too long ago, but became very close, a good young coach by the name of Brian Casto. He has helped me so much understanding how to delve into these questions and stay with them a little bit more, right? So we're going to talk about that. But let me tell you also about some of the things we're doing. We're going to have some great things, some great shows coming up. We're going to have some new things when it comes to the podcast. We're also going to show some video. And during the video, we're going to ask questions about what's happening during the game. How would you create that situation differently? How would you manage that situation differently? So we're going to be doing some unique things with the show. The other thing is Caliendo Sports International. You know, we take teams around the world, baseball, softball, other sports. But we take teams. It's a sports cultural experience where you come back a better person, a better coach, a better player, better individual. Parents love it. Players love it. Join us. You know, we go all over, but we love to go to Japan, Dominican Republic, Cuba, Italy, but we go all over. And if you want to be a coach or a player and join us on these trips, email me, caliendo19@gmail.com. Now, you could also go to our Facebook page, Caliendo Sports, and our Twitter, Caliendo Sports. Check it out. You'll see the photos. It's just some great trips, and we'd love for you to be joining us. The other thing we're offering, and we've done this a lot. I've done over 100, actually 500 coaching programs around the U.S., not counting around the world, been to 45 countries helping educate coaches. But if you're a youth organization, you'd like to have a program educating coaches in your community, we'll come out and educate those coaches, get them on the right path, working with young kids. It's a special coach that, you know, has limited time, limited equipment, needs to make sure we make the game fun, keep the kids interested, look at a long-term development of the game so that way the kids want to continue to play, not past the age of 12, 13, 14, but even further. And that is understanding how to work these young kids, making sure that practices are fun, because that's one of the reasons that kids quit the game, that practices are not fun, then they're not getting any better. So if you're interested, again, email me, caliendo19@gmail.com. And we are going to delve into more topics when it comes to practice organization or organizing a practice. So we're going to delve in with our guests and also have individual podcasts talking about how to make a practice more fun, because we keep talking about it, but really, how do you make it fun for the kids at the same time, making sure that their skills are developing, not they're having fun, they're listening, but also the drills, the implementation of the drills, the structure of the drills, how long you do the drills or the games that you're doing. So that way players get better, because when players get better, they're having more fun at it. And that's got to translate not only into practice, but it's got to translate into the actual game. So we're going to talk about that, really delve into organizing fun, productive practices. I think that's going to be a lot of fun doing that. Don't forget our show coming up Sunday. This is a special show, our international part. We're going to have Juan Berger from Guatemala with the Guatemala Professional League there. They've got a pro league. We're going to talk about Guatemalan baseball and also the pro league. You remember, you can learn from anybody in the U.S. or around the world. So join us this Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Time. We will be on YouTube, Peter Caliendo Live, also on Facebook. And don't forget, the podcast will be on baseballoutsidethebox.com. Go to both of those, subscribe, so that way you've got updates on all those. And again, thanks for sharing the show. We really appreciate it. You can continue to do that by going to social media, putting the show up on social media, forwarding our comments that we put on social media, the shows coming up and all that. Help us out getting you, listeners to the show. There's so many ways to do it. Send emails, let parents know about it. Anything you can do to help us out, we would really appreciate it. And we look forward to a great, great 2021. Now, I just had a short show earlier, and I want to give a little toast to all our listeners in the U.S. and around the world for everything you've done. A little bit of vino left for you. Yes, I'm Italian-American, and I love my wine, but I drink it moderately. So remember, don't go crazy drinking your wine. Drink wine nice and easy. Taste it. Don't drink a lot. Enjoy it. And God bless you all. Stay safe, stay healthy, and God bless you. See you in 2021.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.